Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Michael Freeman joins me now. Michael, don't you love those old horses like that? Destiny's Kiss. And you would have remembered Mum's Pride as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a good old horse. And, you know, Destiny's Kiss, a terrific old horse too. And Joe's done a great job to keep him going for as long as he has. So good on him.
Too right now. Actually, I noticed something this morning looking through. You've got a lot of youngsters, I suppose, now you and Richard teamed up together. But you've had a lot of success, the pair of you, with older horses as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something I haven't had a lot to do with over the last few years. I sort of tend to focus a little more on the younger ones now. But, yeah, for sure. I mean, back in the day when we were all together at Flemington and that, we had some terrific old horses.
Now, you've got an interesting one in today. Splendid Surprise going around. This is trialled well. It's by a horse called Showcasing. And he's throwing winners in New Zealand. His stud fee now in the Northern Hemisphere is so expensive, they're not shuttling him back to New Zealand. They can't afford to send him back to standing for 15 grand anymore.
Yeah, look, he's done a terrific job in Europe Showcasing. He's a very popular stallion up there, and I think probably a bit of an underrated stallion down here. So this bloke came through a breeze-up sale in New Zealand a year or two ago, and he's had a few issues prior to me getting him. He had a chip taken out of a knee, etc. So he's taken a little while to get to the track. He's shown nice ability. Obviously going onto a heavy 10 today is a bit of a query, like a lot of them would be, but we're kind of banking on maybe the fact that, you know, he has had a few knee issues that the soft going might actually suit him.
Bit of this thing out of the ground will help. Yep. Liardo, a three-year-old, and this horse looks like it's just bred to get ground.
He is, and so far, you know, most of his racing has suggested that too. So he's on a relatively quick backup from last week, but he ran that out really solidly, and I think he's a horse, from what he's shown us more recently, that enjoys a bit of sting out of the ground too, which he's certainly going to get today. So he's probably a bit over the odds, I think, on sort of what he's shown us and how I think that the mile and a half should suit him today.
I notice Unguarded, you got it in, stepping up to the 1,400 on Pedigree. You reckon that's where it would be headed to, 1,400, even a mile. Does it race like that?
Yeah, and you know, we've tinkered around with some gear changes with her, and, you know, Richard probably felt that, you know, the earmuffs going on to her the other day sort of she overreacted to them and sort of had trouble keeping up with them, really. And we sort of put that down to the fact that she did overreact with the earmuffs on. So they've come back off. It sets up as a nice race. Obviously, again, a little bit of a query in the ground, but she's very fit and racing in good order. So, you know, we're hoping it might be a good option for her today.
What's the pick of your three? They're interesting runners today.
Probably Unguarded on exposed form. I mean, as I said before, Splendid Surprise has shown us a little bit. But, you know, going onto that sort of track at his very first race start is always a bit of a query. But we're just hoping he can run well.
Now, what about Saturday? I notice you got Master of Arts in, had a couple of trials under the belt, and you have nommed 2,000 first up.
Yeah, look, he's probably not quite ready for 2,000, but it's just the way the programming's worked out. We, I guess, would have preferred to perhaps be running him over something slightly shorter. But he's, you know, even though he's got a bit of age on him, that horse, his trial the other day at Hawkesbury was pretty encouraging. And, you know, he certainly is a horse that should appreciate a bit of sting out of the ground, which obviously he'll get there on Saturday. But you would imagine that whatever he does on Saturday, the run's only going to improve him.
Kel Storm, the 3,200 metres of the Stayers Cup, should suit him down to the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, whilst he's on paper, it doesn't look like he's been racing too well, but his runs have actually been not too bad over unsuitable distances and probably on a couple of unsuitable sort of firm tracks as well. So I think he'll really relish getting to that sort of trip and, again, getting onto a track with some give in it, because all these sort of better form previously has suggested that's sort of his right distance and right track surface.
Latin Boy, you've given a bit of a freshen up to, and he hits form, he can hold it.
Yeah, he's He's a sort of an interesting one that's got to be placed carefully. He's in a bit of an awkward sort of position rating wise. So we'll have a look at that race on Saturday. But if we're not sort of happy with that, then we do have the option of another race for him next weekend at Randwick, which at this stage might be a slightly sort of favourite option for us.
And Pumpkin Pie, you were a bit stiff the other day. Nikki's goal just flashed home and got you on the post.
Yeah, she's racing in really sort of good form, Pumpkin Pie. She's a bit of a quirky mare, but she did everything but win there last start. So again, we've just got to place her carefully, but that race on Saturday looks to set up nicely enough for her, and we'll hopefully see if she can go one better.
Mm. Well, you got an interesting day today, and I reckon equally interesting one on Saturday, Michael, haven't you?
Yeah, look, we've got a few going to the races now, and it's that time of year where you tend to obviously have more of your wet trackers around, and looking forward to starting to get a few of the yearlings up and going over the next couple of months.
Terrific. Well, good luck today. Good luck Saturday too. Good to catch up.
Thanks, mate.